This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Throughout the night, thousands of mourners, including President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush, went to the U.S. Capitol to pay their respects to former President Ronald Reagan. An honor guard stood by as people of all ages filed in silence along both sides of the flag-draped casket. Later this morning, the former president's remains will be taken from the Capitol by motorcade to the Washington National Cathedral a few miles away. There, a national funeral service will be held, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
For several days now, the public has had a chance to pay its respects to former President Reagan. Now it's time for official Washington and world leaders to participate in a final, more formal farewell. The cathedral front will be adorned with sprays of green leaves and white flowers as the former president's remains are brought to the entrance. The casket will be removed from the hearse and carried up the cathedral steps after the U.S. Coast Guard band plays Ruffles and Flourishes and Hail to the Chief. The Reagan family will be met by former U.S. Senator John Danforth, an Episcopal priest, who will preside over the service. Inside the cathedral will be almost 4,000 invited guests. Greg Rickson is the cathedral spokesman.
1,000 of those are the Reagan's guests. The others comprise the entire United States Congress, a number of heads of state, a number of foreign delegations to the Capitol, the courts. We anticipate that all 9 justices will be here.
Including Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman justice who was appointed by Mr. Reagan. All 4 former U.S. presidents have been invited to attend, as have the Joint Chiefs of Staff and top officials during Mr. Reagan's 2 terms in office. Some 3 dozen foreign dignitaries will be there, including former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Security will be especially tight, and no uninvited guests will be allowed within blocks of the cathedral, although the public can view the funeral procession as it winds its way through Washington, D.C. Former President George Bush, who served as Mr. Reagan's vice president, will give 1 eulogy, as will former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Thatcher's eulogy will be delivered via videotape because of her frail health, although she is expected to attend. President Bush will deliver the main eulogy. Aides say it will not be a personal remembrance of Mr. Reagan as much as a remembrance on behalf of the nation. First Lady Laura Bush said her husband will talk about the former president's optimism and how much he believed in the American people. Presidential historian Robert Dalek says it's this part of Mr. Reagan's legacy that appears to be resonating this week, giving Americans a respite from the more contentious politics of today.
One can see this as not simply a speech in which George W. Bush is eulogizing Ronald Reagan, but he's probably going to try very hard to identify himself with Reagan, who obviously for the moment enjoys extraordinary popularity in this country.
And who the current president has said he's modeled himself after. When the tributes at today's service have been completed, Irish tenor Ronan Tynan will sing Amazing Grace, and the entire congregation will be asked to sing Ode to Joy. After the former president's casket is taken back out the cathedral door and the motorcade departs, a cathedral bell will toll 40 times for the 40th president. Spokesman Greg Rickson says there will then be what's called a full peal of cathedral bells, which will continue for more than 3 hours.
This will be a muffled peal, and it too is a very mournful effect and is certainly appropriate as we memorialize one of our presidents.
From the cathedral, Mr. Reagan's body will be taken to Andrews Air Force Base, where it will be returned to California for a sunset burial later today on the grounds of his presidential library. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.